Raluca Matescu, Associate Professor of Quantitative Genetics with the University of Florida's IFAS Department of Animal Sciences, talks about the exploratory project of genetic markers to increase the accuracy of predicting beef tenderness.
That's because when we are looking at how can we help the beef producers in Florida, we believe they have to be able to provide a product that will meet the consumer demand. And, you know, when we look at the consumer side, what the consumer wants is always quality, palatability, and tenderness. That's what always ranks, you know, the second or the third maybe in terms of what a consumer wants. But when we look at how do I indicate a tenderness to a consumer, the only measure that we have is the quality grade. So the quality grade, as you know, is based on marbling score. Well, the marbling score, yes, it is associated with tenderness, but it's really not a perfect indicator, or it's not a perfect correlation you're looking at. So we wanted to see, can we do a better job? Can we increase the accuracy of that prediction if we include some genetic markers? And so that was the project we looked. It was a small project, so the numbers are not perfect, and they can get better if we use more animals and more markers. But I think what the project showed was that if I only use carcass data, which is the marbling score that we use currently, we are wrong about 55% of the time. So if I try to classify, you know, a steak into tender, moderately tender, or tough, I'm going to make a mistake 55% of the time. But if I use genetic markers, I can decrease that error rate to about 44%. So I'm decreasing the error rate by 10% just by using the markers when I'm trying to, you know, predict what's the tenderness of a particular steak.
And Dr. Matescu said the project continues.
So now we have a bigger data set we are looking at to try to get better markers and a better prediction. And we are also looking at other traits like nutritional and health value, which we know they are important for consumers. So yes, we are moving forward and trying to get those predictions a little bit more accurate.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.